just like perfect, yeah, yeah, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect, just like perfect.
You be the red and I'll be the jacket. Hey everyone, and welcome to My Pretend Boyfriend. This is Amy Foster
and Cheryl Zentner.
Today, our boyfriend, or I guess we should give him the whole week.
Right.
Or however long it is until our next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, right as of this moment, our pretend boyfriend is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Very excited.
I almost, like, if my sister Erin is listening right now, I can, like, just imagine her eyes rolling
back.
He gets, like, a very visceral, like, people either love him or hate him.
Right.
And we love him. Mm-hmm. So hard. So we're going to go ahead and start with our 10 questions submitted by friends and fans. Here we go with question number one. Cheryl, does Benedict wear a tuxedo to bed?
Absolutely.
He does. Every night or?
Every night.
Okay.
And cufflinks and all.
Oh, really?
And even if he wears like a t-shirt to bed, the t-shirt looks like a tuxedo.
Okay. But is that like a, so it's like a printed?
Tuxedo.
Okay. And like what brand of tuxedo does he wear?
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford. Okay, obviously. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's, and it doesn't get like, he doesn't get like hot or restricted in that?
He tends not to move around a lot. He just kind of like lays there very stiffly.
Okay.
Where there's something odd yet appealing about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got that. All right. I'm ready for
my question.
Mm-hmm.
When Benedict Cumberbatch talks,
okay,
do birds and other small animals follow you guys around?
They do. They do.
Drawn.
They're drawn by the sound of his voice, obviously.
The lilting tone.
The mellifluous tone of his voice, if I may say.
The hypnotic.
Yes. Except for there's one animal that's not drawn to his voice, and that's squirrels, which is fine because I hate squirrels. I hate them.
Oh, rodents.
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 Just like vermin. Rats with tails. But rats are drawn to him, but not squirrels. So we have to be very careful when we walk around like a park or whatever, because it can get very complicated and, you know, it can scare like kids and stuff because it's just so many animals.
It's hard to date a Disney movie.
It is.
It's very hard.
It is. But it's also kind of like, you know, you feel very, when you really like want to get into nature, you really are nature.
Like, you are nature.
You are nature.
Yeah,
which
not
is,
in it.
You know, it's a bizarre thing for me because, as you know, I'm an indoor person.
Yeah, we don't outside.
We don't outside. We don't outside. And like, I always say, like, when people talk about weather, and I'm like, all weather feels the same from a window. That's my motto. But it is nice to feel true nature with him.
Right. It's magical.
It's magical. Okay. So I'm going to ask you now, what is the real color of Cumby's hair? That's a horrible name. We can't call him Cumby, can we?
The Batch.
The Batch. The Bachelor?
I enjoyed.
The Bachelor?
No, The Batch.
The Batch. Okay. Yeah. What is the real color of The Batch's hair?
We don't know.
No?
And I don't think he does either.
He doesn't know?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like he's a chameleon. Like the minute.
Like an actual chameleon?
Like an actual chameleon.
That's interesting.
I feel that it just automatically changes.
Okay.
There are times where I know he's standing in the room, but then he just suddenly blends with the rest of the wall.
That's weird.
It's intense.
Yeah, that seems intense.
Yeah, it's like my weird pretend boyfriend.
Yeah, obviously. Well, yeah. It's all weird, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. Wait, this is my question to you.
No, it's me. I'm going to ask you.
Oh,
our friends want me to ask you this.
Okay, though this one.
Is The Batch an alien?
Oh. Okay. Again, I'm going to have to bring up my sister Erin and use her favorite euphemism and say, not no. I don't know.
It says a lot. I think it kind of points to a lot of the answers that we've been giving.
Right. The eyes are sometimes not entirely human. Not in a scary way. Not in a scary way. More like, you know, like a Kal-El, like, coming to Earth in the little baby in the super, you know, in the little spaceship to save humanity.
Right.
Like more of that kind of an alien.
Not kind of like an E.T.
than the like alien that will like kill you.
Like probe you.
Well, it probes definitely a lot.
When he's not laying still.
Yeah.
Or blending into walls.
But like, he just could be like different. So I don't want to call him an alien. And, you know, I've obviously never asked him that because that'd be super rude. Maybe.
I kind of feel he'd like actually read your mind already.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Wouldn't have to ask.
So my answer to that is not no.
Okay. So this is special edition then my pretend alien boyfriend.
Maybe. Okay. What is Benedict's favorite band?
Oh, gosh. A man of such refined taste. something simple like the British Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, yes. Yes. A lot of really good jams
yes. and
that
one. And then
one.
A little Rush.
And then Rush, because who doesn't love Geddy Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. And songs about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm.
It sets the mood.
It does. It does. Whenever I hear the Royal British Philharmonic, I feel, you know, sexy.
Right.
Super sexy.
Yeah.
It's a super sexy slow jam.
There is nothing like some bassoons.
Yeah.
To get things going.
That is true.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My next question.
Yes?
The bromance with mm-hmm. him and Tom Hiddleston. How mm-hmm. do we feel about it?
I mean, I'm so cool. I'm down with it.
I mean, you have eyes.
I have eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tom will come over. Tom is a little more animated than Benedict, which is not hard to do. And, like, you know, they, like, just talk in their beautiful voices. And then they sometimes, like, sit, like, a little too close together.
There's some brushing.
There's some brush. But, like, it doesn't make me feel, like, jealous.
Not no.
Is what I have to say about that. It's like, okay. Whatever. I mean, they don't like make out or anything. That might be weird. Mm-hmm. Or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they were, you know, had a part in a movie or something where they were like gay lovers, which I'm sure has been written by fan fiction 40 million times. That screenplay has been written.
Well, you know, the Sherlock
fan fiction. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Right. Okay.
That somehow Tom Hiddleston like comes in there.
As Loki.
Yeah. That would be amazing. That'd be amazing. Okay.
Next question.
Okay. Do you ever purposely piss off Benedict so that he uses his shouty, angry voice because it's a little bit sexy?
Of course.
Yeah. So how often do you do that?
Define often.
Oh my God.
Because often in my world is like, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Ooh. Wow, that's a lot.
Watching television.
Well, what do you do that makes him mad?
Well, he doesn't like it when I go near his ship. No kidding. His sweet pod.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
And his space tools.
His transporter.
His space tools.
Communicator.
That's right. Like when I don't touch my communicator. Put it down. It's not a toy.
I thought you were gonna just be like the remote, like the TV remote, but you went there. You really went there. You sold it. That is amazing. Okay. That's mine.
Oh, next question. Next question. Okay. Is Benedict the jealous type?
Well, the thing is, he's not jealous because he's not really an emotional human being at all.
So the jealousy.
Focus on the human being. Emphasis on the human being part.
So jealousy is not.
Jealousy doesn't feel jealous. Like, he, like, gives me, like, so much space, especially when he's doing the chameleon thing and I can't see him at all.
Right.
Like, he really gives me so much space. Yes. And like, he really, like, I have to say that, like, he never gets very, it's interesting that you can make him really mad because he just doesn't.
Once again, it's the context of what I do to get him mad.
Right. Oh yeah. You really push it.
Right.
I'm not as brave as you. But like he just doesn't have the full spectrum of human emotion. So maybe his like version of jealousy is something like a micro gesture that I'm completely missing.
So planet 647 where he's from. They don't have jealousy there.
I mean, poor Benedict. We are really throwing him under the bus here. I hope that, like, he's still...
Do they have buses on his planet?
Okay, next. Okay, all right. What does Benedict Cumberbatch smell like, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm good at this.
Okay.
He smells like books,
mm-hmm.
mystery,
mm-hmm.
and plaid.
And plaid.
Yeah.
Like wet wool?
Like a blanket.
Like a blanket.
Like a wool, dry blanket.
Right.
Right.
Okay. That's a nice, that's a cozy smell.
And then there's times where he just doesn't smell like anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he's coming out of his sleep pod.
Oh my god!
Sorry,
that was Benedict. He used
his mind to push my notebook. Sorry.
Okay.
Last question,
everyone.
This is for you.
Yep.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
What does Benedict get you for your birthday?
Okay. So this last birthday, he got me an unabridged MP3 file. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was many files. Of him reading the entirety of Shakespeare's works, all the plays and all the sonnets.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Just like, I think it's something like 700 hours.
Wow.
700.
Wow.
Of that.
Wow.
So I could just listen to him
yeah.
all day and all night.
Recorded live.
And then all day again.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know when he did it. It's weird.
Well... I thought I saw the album front recorded live from the sleep pod.
I don't know where he does it. He does it because he doesn't use a sleep pod around me. He's in bed.
Original score done by the British Philharmonic.
Yes.
And Rush.
And then the other thing that he got me was my own tuxedo.
Oh, of course.
To wear to bed.
So you can lay there motionless together.
Yes.
Beside one.
Not in the sleep pod.
Yeah. Together. But just holding hands.
Yeah. No, we do more than holding hands. Come on now. There's no point in having a boyfriend. Alien or not, if all you're doing is holding hands.
So when he kisses you, does he move his lips at all?
Well, when he kisses you, does he move his lips? He does that. He's completely functional.
Oh.
He's a completely functional model.
He just likes to put his forehead near my forehead for like long hours. And I don't know what he's doing, but I'm so tired after. And after, I feel like he knows me so well.
That's amazing. Okay.
On that note,
we're going to go. You can check out mypretendboyfriend.co to look at a list of all the pretend boyfriends that we have coming up in our shows to follow. And please submit questions for us to read. And if we choose your question, we will read your name on the air and make sure that you get the credit for the question that you've chosen to send us. In the meanwhile, we're going to go, I want to say like, nanu, nanu.
So lame.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
Benedict, phone home.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.